Welcome to Since You Asked with Jim Barrier on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Send Jim your questions about the Bible and Christianity to jim@cgmradio.com. Subscribe to Since You Asked by visiting us online at cgmradio.com/ask. And now, here's your host, Jim Barrier.
We live in perilous times. There are wars and rumors of wars, even a real threat of nuclear war. The presence of cyber terrorism is real, as well as apprehension about artificial intelligence. The recent pandemic raises concerns about biological warfare. Crime rates rise. The economy is unstable. The ecology is unstable. Earthquakes and natural disasters are at an all-time high. We see moral corruption that rivals any period in history. Our children are under attack. Scandals and political corruption abound. The country is split down the middle with seemingly no middle ground. Hope is in short supply. Where can we find hope in such times? I turn to an old hymn called The Solid Rock. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. By the way, sweetest frame was a euphemism for the female body. It is a warning to men about finding their hope in the opposite sex. Samson, David, and others all got into trouble by looking to women for satisfaction. Paul tells Timothy, Christ Jesus is our hope. The Bible says, He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I have no righteousness in my flesh, only righteousness that was secured in his atonement will stand. Romans 5 declares, we have been justified by his blood. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Paul says in Philippians, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. The only righteousness we can claim is that of faith. I find hope in the vicarious atonement of Christ. I find hope in the reality that we are saved by faith. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. In Genesis 15, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abram, and behold, a terror and great darkness fell upon him. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we celebrate in the hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we celebrate in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. I find hope in the vicarious atonement of Christ. I find hope in the reality that we are saved by faith. I find hope even in times of tribulation. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. In Genesis 15, when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell on Abraham. and behold, terror and great darkness fell upon him. But even in the darkness, the Lord made a covenant with Abram. Now, the boy Samuel was attending to the service of the Lord before Eli. And a word from the Lord was rare in those days, and visions were infrequent. But it happened at that time, as Eli was lying down in his place, now his eyesight had begun to be poor, and he could not see well, and the lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am." Samuel thought that it was Eli calling him. And this happened three times before Eli finally figured out that it was the Lord calling Samuel, and he instructed him to say this, "Here I am, Lord, your servant is listening." And Samuel's relationship with the Lord began that dark night. And it was at that dark time in Israel's history that God called Samuel to be the first official prophet of Israel. The Apostle Paul's eyesight was failing. This is evidenced in his letters. In one letter he says, "See how large a hand I write," because he dictated his letters, but then he would sign his name at the end in great big letters so that he could see. To another church he wrote, "I know that you would pluck your own eyes out and give them to me." So most theologians and commentaries suspect that it was because Paul's eyesight was failing. This is also what many believe was the thorn in his flesh, and Paul pled to the Lord to remove the thorn from his flesh. But the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you." Hebrews says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His grace is indeed unchanging. Hebrews also assures us that we have hope as an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and reliable, and one which enters within the veil. Hebrews goes on to say, "We have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, through his flesh." I find hope that even in the dark times, his unchanging grace is sufficient. I find hope that is anchored in the veil, that is, in Christ Jesus himself. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Hebrews also says that when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear an oath by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, "Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply you." And so, having patiently waited, he obtained the promise. For people swear an oath by one greater than themselves, and with them an oath serving as a confirmation is an end of every dispute. In the same way, God, desiring even more to demonstrate to the heirs of the promise the fact that his purpose is unchangeable, confirmed it with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to hold firmly to the hope set before us. The two unchangeable things are God's own being and his purpose or covenant. That strengthens our hope. Isaiah said, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, who seek the Lord, look to the rock from whom you were cut." Jesus said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against the house, and yet It did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Because His word is true, you can build your life on it. The world around you can be unstable, but if you are founded on the rock, you will be safe. I find hope in His word. I find hope in His covenant. When He shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Paul encourages us, "Behold, I am telling you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words." And then he says, "That I may gain Christ and may be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith." Titus 2:13 says, "Looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus." And Galatians says, "For we through the Spirit by faith are waiting for the hope of righteousness." I find hope in the promise that He is coming back. I find hope in the promise of resurrection. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Do you have hope? Do you have faith in His atonement on the cross? Do you have hope in His grace? Do you have hope in His faithfulness? Do you have faith in His word? Do you have hope in His covenant? Do you have hope of His return? And do you have hope of the resurrection? If you cannot honestly answer yes to all of those questions, start by thanking Him for shedding His blood for you. Thank Him for His amazing grace. Take inventory of His faithfulness in your life. Ask Him to open up His word to you. Make a covenant to surrender your life to Him. Start looking forward every day to His return. Start living every day as though you will spend eternity with Him. This is Jim Barrier on Since You Asked.
Since You Asked is a production of Jim Barrier and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/ask.